Hey guys, TMF. So we're going to take a look at how you can easily see how what we're dealing with right now with regards to these quote unquote protests is all part of a larger plan, and yes, a larger conspiracy to destabilize the United States and, of course, carry out their ongoing divide and conquer race war agenda that has been going on for decades and decades. Is nothing new. Going back to O.J. Simpson, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, Ferguson, etc., right? And this is all part of their plan to kickstart the next phase of chaos, more specifically, order out of chaos, the Freemasonic philosophy, and to run parallel with the scamdemic. Because why? Well, 2020 seems to be their critical year, right? The critical kickoff point to their final phase and the final decade for them to complete their global goals by when? 2030, right? We all know about the 2030 agenda. Well, now we see 2020 kickstarting with the scamdemic, scam of the century here. We see that they are really going to get this. They are really going to attempt to complete this by 2030. So one world government, antichrist beast system, one world religion, one world currency, one world centralized power, one world dictatorship, all to be completed by 2030. And so we are going to see all of their other agendas run parallel with the scamdemic. And the scamdemic is in the infancy stage. We have seen nothing yet with regards to that. We are going to see the rest of it play out in the upcoming year, 2 years, 3 years, etc. Now, we can see that there were all of these seemingly converging simultaneous stories that just took place basically within days of each other. All right, and this is how you can see it was all coordinated and planned. All right, all by the script. So initially we had the Joe Biden, "You ain't black" comment, right, in response to Charlemagne. That was a viral, right, outrage story, right? Okay. Then you had Jimmy Fallon, blackface, right? He pretended to be Chris Rock. All right. And that's a viral outrage story, quote unquote, right? Jimmy Fallon apologizes for Chris Rock impersonation and he has to come out and apologize. All part of this race war, race bait, mind control. And then you have the Central Park Karen, right? The white woman calls cops on black guy. And literally, you didn't see one outlet, internet, TV, introduce this story without saying white woman calls, you know, the story of the white woman. Can't just be woman, right? Okay. It's all part of this psychological warfare, all part of the psychological manipulation here. Okay, you had this. And then you have the George Floyd. You see, this is all coordinated. Okay, so yes, this is all part of the plan. This George Floyd, all part of the plan that has been going on for decades and longer. Okay, now, whether or not he was really killed there in this dramatic scene here, okay, is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is that it was planned and orchestrated. So if he was killed, well, they killed him to kickstart this off. And if he wasn't killed, if it's some dramatic scene where they can stage, where they staged it, which is possible, they've done this in the past, so it's not out of the realm of possibility, well, then that kickstarted it as well. Either way, their goals, their objectives are achieved. Okay? Their objectives are achieved to kickstart this civil unrest in the streets and this chaos. Now, unfortunately, most people have taken the bait and have fallen for this hook, line, and sinker and are being played like a fiddle. Okay, they are playing right into their hands. But the other unfortunate aspect of this is how there are also so-called truthers and truther channels who have also fallen for this hook, line, and sinker and are also playing right into their hands. These people are supposed to be awake to this agenda, yet they are encouraging these protests. They are encouraging this PSYOP, giving it more power, participating in this. You do not want to participate, encourage, or give this more power. Okay? 100%. Do not give it any power. You should be discouraging people for participating in this. You should be pointing out to people that this is all part of a larger conspiracy to destabilize the United States. How this is all coordinated. Show them these stories, you know, and become aware of this and enlighten people to this so that they are not manipulated and played like a fiddle, as how we are seeing. That is how you can help. You are not helping by encouraging this mass psychological race war operation. Understand? So we are seeing that, unfortunately. I've, you know, pointed this out. A certain individual I named in my community post, a channel who's supposed to be a truther, an activist, but what is he doing? Playing right into their hands with his actions, okay, towards how he's representing this, what this is all about, and encouraging this. So do not play into their hands. Think for yourself, okay, and do not consent to this chaos and order out of chaos.
The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good.